glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, friend. How are you? Hey, look at you. Looking good on this Thursday, May the 18th, 2017. Yep, here we are flying by through the month of May, I'll tell you. Our kid's going to be heading out of school here in the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to where they're telling me all the time there's nothing to do. I'm bored. So I'm preparing a list of things they can do when they tell me they're bored. So mowing the lawn, cleaning the house and all that. But Fred, hey, so good to spend some time with you here on this Thursday. I really look forward to our Thursdays together. I really, really do. I got my, Red Bull over here. I'm going skipping coffee today, going right to the hard stuff. So if I pass out of a heart attack in the middle of the program, just I'll be okay. All right. No, I'm kidding. I pray that you're having a great week. I know we are, as mentioned before, flying by here in the month of May. June coming up here in a few weeks. Looking forward to our Ivan Parker concert on Saturday night, June 10th. Less than a month away at Lincoln Square in Urbana. Of course, Ivan Parker, just one of the best gospel artists out there. He really has got a fantastic voice. He's coming back to the area with his boy Josh, who does a fantastic job. They both do well together on the stage. I do have to say that. The Singing Men of GNN will be opening up the night as well. General open seating is $10 when you pre-register at our website, greatnewsradio.org. If you don't pre-register, you'll have to pay $15 at the door. So go ahead and save yourself a couple of bucks and pre-register at our website, greatnewsradio.org, or you can just call us here at the radio ministry and we'll set you up with that. But if you really want to enjoy the evening, I encourage you to get the Artist Circle Reserve Seating, which is $25, which you get some great seats and also an opportunity to meet and greet, enjoy a great reception with Ivan Parker as well. That's $25 as well. If you want more details on the Ivan Parker concert taking place at the Lincoln Square in Urbana, right there in the food court, right across from the Great News Radio Center, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. GreatNewsRadio.org, or just call Karen in the front office at 217-367-7777. Going to be a great time, that's for sure. Well, of course, Sunday was Mother's Day. Had a great weekend. Right after church on Sunday, I went up to Chicago, spent the day with my mom. We went over and ordered a deep dish pizza. Praise the Lord. Oh, it was so good. It really was. So, I mean, when you're in Chicago, you have to enjoy the deep dish, maybe a hot dog, some of that good stuff, I'll tell you. So we had a really good time and good memory-making moment, that's for sure. So God is so good, and I'm so grateful that He provides us those opportunities to make memories. Amen. Well, we are heading into the season of Vacation Bible School. Our church is, of course, is getting ready for that in Decatur coming up in July. But if your church is having a Vacation Bible School, send that information over to us and we can promote it for you on the Great News Radio event calendar page at our website and even maybe even on the air as well. So go ahead and send that information to us as soon as possible to Great News Radio. Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to take a look at the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 2. And today we're going to talk about when to stand your ground. That's coming up here in a few moments right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Feel afraid. cross my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide, hold me to your side.
To the Thursday edition of Market Friends here on this 18th day of May 2017. Joey Kroll with you. And it was the founder and senior pastor of the fourth largest church in the United States, Rick Warren, that led the country in prayer in 2009, just before Barack Obama was sworn in as the 44th president of the United States. And there was, actually, I don't know if you remember this, there was lots of debate if Pastor Rick would pray in Jesus' name. I mean, there were groups protesting his invitation to pray at the inauguration. Why would we have somebody pray in Jesus' name when there's so many other religions? And, you know, that left so many people leading up to the day of inauguration asking, will he or won't he pray in the name of Jesus? And Rick Warren said, I'm a Christian pastor, so I will pray the only kind of prayer I know how to pray. And he ended his prayer that day, I humbly ask this in the name of the one who changed my life, Yahshua Isa Jesus, Jesus. He prayed in Jesus' name. You know, friend, when you and I are maybe at a job interview, we have the opportunity to negotiate and compromise. Maybe our salary, our benefits, our vacation, kind of negotiate. To compromise is to make a deal between different parties where each party gives up a part of their demand, and that can, of course, can be healthy. But compromise isn't always a good thing, is it? Friend, you and I are never to compromise or back down when it comes to a matter of biblical right or wrong. Of course, God wants you and me to be peacemakers, amen, but he does not want us to attain peace by compromising his word. So if you have your Bible today, I encourage you to turn to the book of Galatians chapter 2, and today we're talking about standing your ground, standing your ground. Galatians chapter 2, and we're going to pick up in verse 11. Galatians chapter 2, verse 11 says, but when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, if you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentiles to live like Jews? And we see here the name Cephas, that's the Aramaic name for Peter, and the term Gentile, which was a non-Jew. Now, a Jew sharing meals with a Gentile was kind of unacceptable according to Jewish tradition, mainly because of the dietary laws for Jews. They could not eat pork, shellfish, and a bunch of other stuff as well. But God had revealed to Peter in Acts chapter 10 that the observance of Jewish ritual was not required for salvation. In other words, you can eat what you want. Brother Peter, you don't have to keep this law to be saved. You're under grace, right? For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. You can enjoy all that you want to eat. Acts chapter 10. So even after conversion to Christ, there were some Jews of Jerusalem, friend, that held on to the law, including circumcision, dietary restrictions, and so on and so forth. And they taught, even after Christ, that you still needed to do these works to be saved. And that's what the men who walked in here in verse 12 believed. So there's Peter sitting with the Gentiles and eating all this wonderful food. I mean, stuff he can now eat, like bacon. Bacon wrapped bacon, bacon nuggets, bacon soup, bacon wrapped lobster, bacon pie. I mean, he was enjoying it so much so with the Gentiles. But when the Jewish leaders came in, the Bible tells us, everything changed. Galatians chapter 2, verse 12 says, but when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. Those were the people who kept the Old Testament laws and Jewish customs in order for salvation. So Peter believed in salvation by grace, but by withdrawing from the Gentile Christians, he was showing with his actions that he believed Jewish traditions and laws were superior. See, Peter's retreat under pressure gave approval to the teaching that circumcision and obedience to Jewish law were necessary for salvation, even for the Gentiles. Isn't that true, though? How we can make a statement sometimes, not by our words, but by our actions. So we have Peter there, who caused others to stumble. Verse 13 says, and the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. Friend, we have more influence than we may think. Here's Peter, the leader of the church, out of step in regards to the gospel, and his followers got caught up in it. It says, and the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. Now, it says that the rest of the Jews were caught up, right, in what Peter was doing, but it specifically mentions Barnabas. Specifically called out Barnabas. See, Barnabas was an encourager. He was the guy who encouraged everyone. He edified. He lifted you up. In fact, his name actually means son of encouragement. And he even got caught up in this mess. See, even the nice guy, Barney, got caught up in this junk. See, when there's some falsehood taking place, even good people go bad. And we also notice here that Peter allowed fear to trump the truth. Verse 12 says, for before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles, and when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. Now, it's easy to criticize Peter. It's easy. I mean, you know, we're reading his situation here in God's word here, okay? But we all know what it means to do something because of peer pressure. Social pressures pushes you towards compromise in some way. Peter feared them for one reason or another. Maybe it would diminish his status in the Jerusalem church, or they would threaten their financial support of him. Maybe his popularity would go down. Maybe he feared their opinion of him. I don't know, but he feared them. There was a taxi driver. He had a passenger, and the passenger leaned over to ask the driver a question, gently tapped him on the shoulder to get his attention, and the driver screamed and lost control. The cab nearly hit a bus, drove up on a curb, and stopped inches from a large plate window. After just a couple of moments of silence, the passenger said, "I am so sorry. I didn't realize that a mere tap on a shoulder would startle someone so badly." And the driver of the cab says, no, it's okay. It's my fault. Today's my first day driving a cab. I've been driving a hearse for 25 years. So we could never allow fear, friend, to bring us to a point where we compromise God's word. So Peter was theologically out of line. He was, as the Bible says, he was not in step with the gospel. And this is where Paul chose to stand up and say something. Verse 11, "But when Cephas," again, that's Peter, Aramaic name for Peter, "came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned." Verse 14, "But when I saw their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, 'If you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile, not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentiles to live like Jews?'" In other words, you're enjoying your freedom in Christ as a Jew, but you're going to make Gentiles live under Jewish laws and customs? The Apostle Paul gave further clarification how a person is really saved here in the next couple of verses. He says, "We ourselves," in verse 15, "we ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners, yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ." Paul had to clarify what the true gospel was. He had to stand his ground and bring clarification. I mean, this was pretty bold of Paul. Think about this. Because Peter was a power broker in the early church. I mean, Peter had influence. I mean, Peter was the pillar of the church. He basically opened the doors and the church doors in the book of Acts. He was part of Jesus's inner circle. Peter was the celebrity pastor in house. Yet Paul courageously opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. You know, friend, there's a difficulty in taking a stand. It's not always easy to do what is right, especially when when doing right brings us into confrontation with other people with whom we're really close. There's great personal risk involved. There's also a danger of not taking a stand. As difficult as it may be to take a stand, we must be like Paul and count biblical truth greater than ourselves. Suppose Paul never said anything. Suppose he stood idly by and allowed Peter and the rest of the Christian leaders and pastors to get caught up in this wrong way of thinking. That would have affected the early church. Friend, we are never to compromise when it's a matter of biblical right or wrong. Sometimes we need to confront. It could be in a relationship with your family, or maybe a work situation, or maybe it's an issue in the church where an issue of biblical truth is being compromised. It could be where the gospel of grace is being shunned by the practice of legalism. You may be the one, friend, God uses to confront conflict and steer people back to the truth.
I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand. He'll never my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and he hears me when I call. And he knows my name. And he knows my every thought. He sees each tear falls, and he hears me when I call, and he hears me when I call, and he hears me when I call.
Isn't this a beautiful song? It's Tommy Walker, and He Knows My Name. Well, friend, I appreciate your time and your attention today here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. You can always catch up with me. I love hearing from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. I just want to quickly remind you here at this radio ministry, we are listener supported. That means we depend on your financial contributions so that we can continue to operate right here in our own backyard, proclaiming the good news of Jesus. If you feel led to do so, you can send in a gift of support here for the month of May. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can send in your gift via our website, safely and securely, at greatnewsradio.org. Click the donate button. Well, Mark and Jason will celebrate your Friday together with you tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.